Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's Senate confirmation hearing will begin on October 12th, just weeks before the presidential election. The Republican-controlled Senate is expected to quickly confirm Barrett, and that leaves Democrats who want to slow the process with few options. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is with us now. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So as we know, Trump officially nominated this very attractive to many people candidate, Barrett, on Saturday at the White House, her whole family there, seven children. We now have a date for when her confirmation hearing will begin. What's next?
So, yes, we have that date of October 12th. This was laid out by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He's chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He says following that beginning of the hearings, it'll be followed by 2 days of questioning, and then the committee will report the nomination out for Barrett out of committee, perhaps by October 22nd, so about 10 days after the start of these hearings. And Graham said Barrett would get a, quote, full, fair hearing in that time. It'd be up to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to schedule a vote for the full Senate, and that would land perhaps about 10 or so days before Election Day. And it appears McConnell has the Republican votes to confirm Barrett, even if all the Democrats are opposed. But at the same time, that time frame does not leave a lot of room for the panel to finish the FBI background check and review answers to the committee's lengthy questionnaire that nominees submit ahead of the hearings.
Yeah. And what's been the reaction over the weekend? We know conservatives really rallied around her in 2017 when she was nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals.
Yes, we saw a real swell of support among Republicans to applaud Trump's pick of Barrett and pushing for her confirmation, swift confirmation. They think she checks all the right boxes when it comes to her record of being a conservative, concerns she's raised about Roe v. Wade and how she could push the court further to the right. They're hopeful that this will happen. But at the same time, Democrats, those on the left, it's a completely different story. Her conservative record conflicts with a lot of their values and positions. And this is just a continuation of a frustration that Republicans are moving full speed ahead when voting is underway already in some states, and they refused to do so 4 years ago with the Democratic nominee many months ahead of the election in 2016.
So talk about what Democrats are doing. We heard both Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi over the weekends, you know, excoriate or not actually maybe more beg or plead with their Republican senator colleagues to delay this, to, quote, do the right thing. But on the other hand, this means that this might be a done deal before the election, and conservatives who may not have wanted to vote for Trump but would have because of the nomination now will have the nomination before the election. So what are Democrats doing?
So Democrats admit they have limited tools here to slow down this process. They can perhaps slow it down by a matter of hours or days, but they can't stop the outcome. So, yes, indeed, we could see this confirmation happen before Election Day. That said, some Democrats, especially on the Senate Judiciary Committee, say they plan to take part in these hearings, question this nominee, and they also want to make this a campaign issue, pointing to issues like the Affordable Care Act and concerns about health care, if that could be jeopardized if Barrett joins this court and pushes it even more to the right. And so they're using this as a campaign issue, and they're stalling where they can. And they are pleading as well to see if any Republicans, moderate Republicans, those facing some tough reelection fights, and seeing if they might have a change of heart.
Yeah. In the minute or so we have left, let's listen to what President Trump is saying. He called out Democrats for any critiques of Judge Barrett.
And now Democrats are really brazenly attacking Judge Barrett for, again, her faith, mostly is what I'm hearing, for her Catholic faith. And whether it's Dianne Feinstein or anybody else, I think they ought to treat religion with much more respect.
Well, and that from Dianne Feinstein was at another confirmation a while back. Are Democrats attacking her for her faith? Nancy Pelosi's Catholic. And do you think it'll be a bigger point of contention?
You know, Republicans are hoping it will be. This is where they're hoping to push the discussion, claiming that Democrats are attacking Barrett already for her faith. But this is not something I'm seeing Democratic leaders or lawmakers bringing up as an issue. They're even pointing out that their nominee, Joe Biden, is Catholic. And so this is not an area they want to go into. So Republicans are really hoping to fuel this as a wedge issue. But Democrats are hoping to make clear this isn't something they support. And their concerns are more on an ideological scale, not religious, like protecting the Affordable Care Act, and concerns about new abortion restrictions.
Yeah. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.